Decalogue.org. The Ten Commandments or Decalogue are the ten words which bring together the law given by God to the people of Israel during the covenant concluded through Moses, Exodus 34:28. The Decalogue, by presenting the commandments of love of God, the first three, and love of neighbor, the other seven, traces for the chosen people and for each individual in particular the path to a life freed from slavery to sin. What are the Ten Commandments? First Commandment. You will love God above all else. Second Commandment. You shall not take the name of God in vain. Third Commandment. You will sanctify the holidays. Fourth Commandment. You will honor your father and your mother. Fifth Commandment. You shall not kill. Sixth Commandment. You shall not commit impure acts. Seventh Commandment. You will not steal. Eighth Commandment. You shall not bear false witness or lie. Ninth Commandment. You will not indulge in impure thoughts or desires. Tenth Commandment. You must not covet another man's property. Learn more about the commandments. Catechetical formula of the Ten Commandments with links to deepen each of them. What is the relationship between the commandments of God's law and natural law? Catechetical formula of the Ten Commandments with links to deepen the understanding of each of them. I am the Lord your God. First Commandment, you shall love God above all things. Second Commandment, you shall not take the name of God in vain. Third Commandment, you shall keep holy the holidays. Fourth Commandment, you shall honor your father and your mother. Fifth Commandment, thou shalt not kill. Sixth Commandment, you shall not commit impure acts. Seventh Commandment, thou shalt not steal. Eighth Commandment, you shall not bear false witness or lie. Ninth Commandment, you shall not indulge in impure thoughts or desires. Tenth Commandment, you shall not covet the possessions of others. Where in the Gospel does Jesus speak of the commandments? Jesus Christ refers to the Ten Commandments when a young man asks him how to attain eternal life. Teacher, what good thing must I do to attain eternal life? Jesus responds, if you would enter into life, observe the commandments. And he cites to his interlocutor the precepts which refer to love of neighbor. You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother. Finally, Jesus summarizes these commandments in a positive way. You shall love your neighbor as yourself, Mark 19:16-19. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2052. What commandments does Jesus refer to? Where are they gathered? The Ten Commandments are Decalogue, which literally means ten words, are those that God revealed to his people, Israel, when he spoke to Moses on the holy mountain and are collected in the books of Exodus and Deuteronomy of the Old Testament. See Exodus 20:1-17 and 34-28, Deuteronomy 5:6-22 and 4:13, 10-4. These are words of God in an eminent sense, but their full meaning was revealed by Jesus Christ. Read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2056. Texts of Saint Jose Maria to meditate on. Vias tuas, Domini, demonstra mihi, et semidas tuas e doce mi. Lord, show me your ways, teach me your paths. We ask the Lord to guide us, to put us on his path, so that we can move towards the fullness of his commandments, charity. When Christ passes, 1. Joseph was indeed an ordinary man, trusted by God to accomplish great things. He knew how to live as the Lord asked him to all the events that made up his life, and this is why Holy Scripture praises Joseph by saying that he was just. For a Hebrew, righteous means pious, a reproachable servant of God, faithful to the divine will. Other times, just means good and charitable to others. In a word, the righteous person is the one who loves God and demonstrates this love by fulfilling his commandments in the service of his brothers, men. When Christ passes, 40. What are the Ten Commandments? The division and numbering of commands have changed throughout history. The current Catechism of the Church follows the division of commandments established by Saint Augustine and which has become traditional in the Catholic Church. It is also that of the Lutheran confessions. The Greek fathers made a somewhat different division which is used in Orthodox churches and Reformed communities. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2066. See the Table of Commandments given by God to Moses, as recorded in the book of Exodus and Deuteronomy and the simple formula of the Church's catechesis. Texts of Saint Jose Maria for meditation. The life of Christ is our life, according to what he promised to his apostles on the day of the Last Supper. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. And we will make our home with him. The Christian must, therefore, live according to the life of Christ, making Christ's sentiments his own, so as to be able to cry with Saint Paul, Non vivo ego, vivit vero in me Christus, and if I live, this and it's no longer me, but Christ who lives in me. When Christ passes, 103. We have learned with gratitude, because we realize the happiness to which we are called, that all creatures have been taken from nothing by God and for God. Rational creatures, men, although we so often lose our reason, and the irrational, those who crisscross the surface of the earth, or inhabit the bowels of the world, or cross the blue sky, sometimes going so far as to look directly at the sun. But, within this marvelous variety, we alone, the men, I am not talking here of the angels, we unite with the Creator by the exercise of our freedom. We can give or refuse to the Lord the glory which belongs to Him as is the author of all that exists. This possibility makes up the chiaroscuro of human freedom. Because He loves us with the greatest tenderness, the Lord invites us, pushes us to choose the good. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, commanding you today to love Yahweh your God, to walk in His ways, and to observe His commandments, His laws and its ordinances, that you may live. Therefore choose life that you may live. Do you want to ask yourself, with me who is also doing my examination, if you maintain your choice of life immutable and firm? If, upon hearing the very gracious voice of God, which incites you to holiness, you freely respond, yes. Friends of God, 24. How important are the commandments in the Christian life? Faithful to Scripture and to the example of Jesus, the tradition of the Church has recognized in the Decalogue a primordial importance and significance. Since the time of St. Augustine, the Ten Commandments have occupied a preponderant place in the catechesis of future baptized people and the faithful. In the 15th century, it became customary to express the precepts of the Decalogue in rhyming formulas, easy to remember and positive. These formulas are still used today. Church catechisms have often presented Christian morality in the order of the Ten Commandments. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2065. Texts of Saint Jose Maria for meditation. If we know how to contemplate the mystery of Christ, if we strive to see it with clear eyes, we will realize that, even now, it is possible for us to enter into the intimacy of Jesus, body and soul. Christ clearly showed us the way. The bread and the word, nourish ourselves with the Eucharist, know and accomplish what He came to teach us, and at the same time speak with Him in prayer. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. He who has my commandments and keeps them, that is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and show myself to him. These are not just promises. This is the basis, the reality of an authentic life. The life of grace which inspires us to encounter God, personally and directly. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. When Christ passes, 118. Should Christians live the Ten Commandments? The Ten Commandments, in their fundamental content, set forth obligations for all men, for they manifest the conduct worthy of man. Christians, knowing them without error, through the magisterium of the Church, must obey them and live them. Obedience to these precepts is serious, but it also involves obligations whose matter is, in itself, light. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2081. Although sometimes it may seem difficult to live them, we must keep in mind that God makes possible by His grace what He commands. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2082. Texts of Saint Jose Maria for meditation. What does it matter to stumble if we find in the pain of the fall the energy that helps us get up and pushes us to continue with renewed courage? Remember that the saint is not the one who never falls, but the one who always gets up, humbly and with holy perseverance. If it is written in the book of Proverbs that the righteous fall 7 times a day, you and I, poor creatures, we must not be surprised or discouraged by our personal miseries, by our missteps. We will always move forward if we seek strength from Him who promised us. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will relieve you. Thank you, Lord, who you are, Deus, fortitudo mea, for you have always been, you, and you alone, my God, my strength, my refuge, my support. Friends of God, 131. You think you really hear a voice in your soul that says to you, this religious prejudice. Then who takes the eloquent defense of all the weaknesses of our poor fallen flesh, its rights? When this happens to you, tell the enemy that there is a natural law, and a law of God, and God. And also hell, path, 141. What is the most important commandment? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. St. Matthew in verse 22, 36 of his Gospel takes up the question asked by a scribe to Jesus. What is the greatest commandment of the law? And Jesus responds, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is the same. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. To these two commandments are attached the law and the prophets. Mount 22, 37-40, cf. Deut 6.5, Lev 19.18. The Decalogue must be interpreted in the light of this double and unique commandment of charity, the fullness of law. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2055. God loved us first. The love of the one God is recalled in the first of the 10 words. The commandments then explain the loving response that man is called to give to his God. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2083. Texts of Saint Jose Maria for meditation. It is not us who build this charity. It invades us by the grace of God, because he first loved us. We must penetrate deeply into this splendid truth. If we can love God, it is because we have been loved by God. You and I are able to lavish our love with full hands on all those around us, because we were born to faith through the love of the Father. Boldly ask the Lord for this treasure, this supernatural virtue of charity, to exercise it in its smallest consequences. It has often happened that we Christians have not been able to respond to this gift. Sometimes we have belittled charity, as if it were limited to cold, soulless alms, or we have reduced it to more or less formal good works. The resigned regret of a patient expressed this aberration well. Here I am treated with charity, but my mother looked after me with affection. The love that is born from the heart of Christ cannot give rise to this kind of distinction. So that this truth penetrates you, I have preached 1,001 times in a pictorial form, that we do not have one heart to love God and another to love creatures. Our poor heart, this heart of flesh, loves a human love, which is also supernatural, if it is united to the love of Christ. It is this charity, and no other, that we must cultivate in our soul. It will lead us to discover in others the image of our Lord. Friends of God, 229. But note carefully that God does not tell us, instead of your heart, I will give you the will of a pure spirit. No, he gives us a heart, and a heart of flesh, like that of Christ. I don't have one heart to love God and another to love others in this world. It is with the same heart that made me love my parents and that made me love my friends that I love Christ, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and Saint Mary. I will never tire of repeating it. We must be very human, otherwise we could not be divine either. Human love, the love here below, on this earth, helps us, when it is authentic, to savor divine love. We thus glimpse the love that will make us enjoy God and that which will unite us up there, in heaven, when the Lord will be all in all. If we begin to understand what divine love is, we will be inclined to show ourselves on all occasions more disposed to compassion, to generosity, to the gift of ourselves. When Christ passes, 166. Our Lord did not just tell us that he loves us. He demonstrated it to us through his works and through his entire life. And you? Forge 62. Marvel at the magnanimity of God. He became man to redeem us, so that you and I, who are worthless, recognize him. We have trusting relations with him. Forge 30. What is the relationship between the commandments of God's law and natural law? The Ten Commandments belong to God's revelation and teach us the true humanity of man. They emphasize essential duties, and therefore indirectly on fundamental rights, inherent in the nature of the human person. The Decalogue contains a privileged expression of natural law from the beginning. God placed the precepts of natural law in the hearts of men. At the beginning, he was content to remind them of them. It was the Decalogue, who, if anyone does not keep it, he will have no salvation, nor did he require more. St. Irenaeus of Lyons, Adversus Harris, 4, 15, 1. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2070. Although accessible to reason alone, the precepts of the Decalogue have been revealed. To attain a complete and certain knowledge of the requirements of the natural law, humanity wounded by sin, having difficulty in attaining truth and goodness, needed this revelation. In a state of sin, a complete explanation of the commandments of the Decalogue became necessary because of the obscuration of the light of reason and the deviation of the will. St. Bonaventure, in Quatuor Libros Sententiarum, 3, 37, 1, 3. We know the commandments of God's law through the divine revelation offered to us in the Church and through the voice of moral science. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2071. Texts of St. Jose Maria to meditate on. Because the world and everything it contains, except sin, is good, being the work of God our Lord, the Christian, shoulder to shoulder with all his fellow citizens, must devote himself to everything earthly, by striving tirelessly, positively, lovingly, to avoid offenses against God. He must defend all the values that derive from the dignity of the person. And if there is one value that he must always seek in a special way, it is personal freedom. It is only to the extent that he defends the personal freedom of others, and its consequence individual freedom, that he will be able to defend his own. It is the only coherent attitude, on a human and Christian level. I repeat it, and I will never stop repeating it. The Lord has freely granted us a great supernatural gift, divine grace, and a marvelous human gift, personal freedom, which, in order not to be corrupted or transformed into license, requires from us an integrity and a firm commitment to reflect divine law in our conduct, because where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. The kingdom of Christ is a kingdom of freedom. It only contains slaves who have chained themselves, freely, for the love of God. Blessed servitude, servitude of love that frees us. Without freedom we cannot respond to grace. Without freedom we cannot give ourselves freely to the Lord for the most supernatural of reasons, because we want to. When Christ passes, 184.